Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the August 2025 edition. Life at Southern Living, a cool place to go. In our family, summertime means mountain time. We've been going up to Brevard, North Carolina, every summer for about a dozen years, usually to drop off and pick up our kids at camp. Those days are behind us now, but it hasn't stopped us from making our annual pilgrimage to this magical little mountain town. Usually, we're there when the humidity in Birmingham is so thick you feel like you're wearing a wet wool suit. But in Brevard, it's breezy, pleasant, and 10 degrees cooler. The landscape is dramatic with waterfalls, rivers, gorges, and forest of rhododendron everywhere. If you drive a few miles into Pisgah National Forest, it's a short walk to Looking Glass Falls, where you can stand in the shallows, hear the thundering crash of water, and feel the cool spray blowing past you. If you're the adventurous type and don't mind the crowds, there's also Sliding Rock, a slippery plunge of about 60 feet down a smooth stone face into a deep pool. As for me, I'm happiest when I'm wading in a trout stream, but of course I can't tell you exactly where. One year, our family rented inner tubes at a place called Headwaters Outfitters, a shop that sells outdoor gear and runs all sorts of guided trips from its compound on the banks of the French Broad River. It was a hot day in August, and we slid into the chilly water and let it ferry us downstream, occasionally hitting just enough white water to keep it interesting. After a while, we pulled over next to a thick, braided rope dangling from a tree, where you could swing out from the bank and drop into the river below. Forgetting that I was no longer a teenager and egged on by the kids, I grabbed hold of it, made an awkward dismount, and then howled as I tore something in my shoulder. Rivers can make you feel young again, which I suppose is not always a good thing. Back at headquarters, my wife, Susan, and I got a craft beer at Forks of the River Tap Room, the bar on their property, and listened to the water as we sat on the front porch. There was a food truck serving serious Carolina barbecue in the parking lot. Bluegrass was playing on a pair of speakers, and everyone coming off the river seemed to be happy. It's a common theme in Brevard. All you have to do is find your way to a stream, lake, or waterfall, and things start looking up. That's exactly what we had in mind with our cover story on the Frio River in Texas, Floating the Frio on page 72, which editor Caitlin Yarabosetic volunteered to explore last summer. What she found wasn't just a cool stream. It was a whole vibrant community that sprung up in one of the South's prettiest places. No matter where you live, I hope you'll consider it a dose of inspiration to find some water on your own. To find some water of your own and dive in. Sid Evans, Editor-in-Chief. Floating the Frio. In the rolling Texas heat, tubing down this Spring Fred River is a tradition that flows through time. By Caitlin Yarbosetic. Howdy, folks, drawls the ranger at the entrance to Garner State Park, smiling widely from inside his hutch with no air conditioning. Good day for a float. Not too warm, he jokes, as it's already 90 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning. We listen attentively as he rattles off his quick, vague directions. Two right turns, veer left, then drive until you see the water. To the tubing stretch of the Frio River, which we have traveled hours to experience. The ranger hands us a pamphlet outlining Texas' 88 state parks and their various appeals. And please don't forget to visit your other state parks, he says. We effusively promise to do so, if only to avoid dampening his chipper mood. With no cell service anywhere close, we grasp for any sort of evolutionary directional instincts and peel off with shaky confidence. Garner State Park, which first opened its gates in 1941, inhabits a sublimely beautiful nook deep in the Texas Hill Country. It's one of the most visited parks in the state, despite its relatively remote location, attracting families and outdoorsy adventurers who come here for its seasonal splendors, brightly hued leaves in the fall, and refreshing waters in the spring and summer. Below the soaring limestone bluffs, the sparkling centerpiece, the Frio River, is known for its slow-moving shallow waters that stay cool all year long. The winding, crystalline stream was a popular tubing and swimming destination even before the state park formally existed. Floating down the Frio is a party that you get invited to merely by showing up, and you can participate in just by drifting through. And so we did. Go with the flow. For generations, the Frio has supplied this beloved summer pastime, one that many Texans rely on season after scorching season as a respite from the crushing heat. After winding down to the shallow banks nearby, we plopped ourselves rather uncouthly into the inflated tubes, mine a neon pink that you could surely spot from space, and float blissfully for 2 hours, kept cool by the chilly rapids despite the beating sun. It is so unlike the tubing of my youth in faraway rivers, not blessed with Texas limestone-bedded banks. Those outings usually involved lukewarm water of a brownish-green color and gnats that feasted upon the sweat on my arms. Here I can see minnows chase each other in the clear, glass-like water, watch dragonflies dance on our suspended knees, and not worry about slithery critters threatening to nip our bottoms. Observing fellow floaters and passing swimmers is entertainment in itself. Kids launch off time-worn rope swings that are tied to the branches of century-old cypress trees sunken into the banks. Adults hunker down in folding sports chairs in the shallower parts, with coolers submerged in the water between them. We continue meandering throughout the transient party as if we are simply testing out which spot offers the most fun. Beyond the well-trodden state park, which can reach capacity as early as 10 a.m. on summer days, there are other riverfront vendors that provide rentals and shuttles to and from tried-and-true float routes. Happy Hollow Frio River Outfitters has a particularly pleasant swimming area that serves as the end of your journey, if you'd like to stay a while or skip the drift altogether. Neal's Lodges, opened by the Neal family in 1926, is a rustic amalgam of campground, restaurant, serving plenty of hefty regional classics such as chicken fried steak, and river access point, and has seen manifold generations in its nearly 100-year-old history on the Frio's banks. Cody Davenport, who grew up in the area, and his wife Yvonne stepped into ownership in 2011 to usher it forward. We have guests who came here as kids that now bring their own children and grandchildren, says Yvonne. It's a precious gift to have a place that remains timeless. Longtime returning patron R.J. Kell says, "My son is the fifth generation to love Neal's, and I'm sure he'll bring his family one day, too." Still, parts of the river remain protected. There is a swimming hole tucked away within the stretch of the Frio owned by the H.E. Butt Foundation, a nonprofit started in 1933 to provide youths and families with a unique camp getaway that is nothing short of prismatic in its beauty. This green-blue pocket is surrounded by the towering limestone walls of Circle Bluff. Its ancient natural contours cutting a striking pattern into the landscape. Since settling in the area in 1954, the charitable camp, which is a Butt family legacy alongside Texas mega grocery store chain HEB, has offered various summer programs that typically book up within a day of registration opening. You'll find your best chance through the Foundation's newsletter, which exclusively shares the highly coveted spots. During the rest of the year, the camp can be used by school groups and other organizations focusing primarily on underserved communities. All told, it hosts more than 20,000 campers annually, bringing people together, including both families and kids, who wouldn't otherwise be able to have a camp experience. All leads back to our original mission of bringing better things to the world, says Marcus Goodyear, who has worked at the H.E. Butt Foundation for 20 years. They can take that positivity back with them and hopefully contribute to a better wholeness within their own communities. Country comforts. Disembarking from the Frio River is hardly more graceful than the initial plop into its waters. Squidgy shoes, soggy bottoms, and inner tubes to lug to the car. But that is quickly remedied by ice-cold margaritas at Gypsy Sally's, a retro gas station that's been renovated into a grill and bar. The chicharrones, pork cracklings, are still popping when they hit the table, and they sizzle a bit more when dipped into queso. We devour smash burgers made with locally sourced meat and wash them down with apricot-infused ranch waters and margaritas with zingy, chamoy, and hibiscus rims. Thanks to creative locals, this is not the only place that can make you forget you are hours away from the nearest city with cell service. Camp Cold Springs, opened in 2023, has given RV lodging a young, trendy spin with a pickleball court, scroll-friendly Wi-Fi, and a general store stocked with the essentials, including Topo Chico's for post-float sipping. When we arrive at the In Between, a collection of seven cottages painted with colorful murals, it's as if we've stepped into a rainbow in the brush. Husband and wife duo Jake and Leah Guerrero bought the rough property in 2018 and transformed it into a quirky, welcoming village of sorts. I see it as a constantly changing art project, says Leah, who has also spearheaded a nonprofit artist residency program on site. We do our best to give guests a unique rural experience and hope they enjoy the art. The pig, Porker McCollum, the goats, Willie and Waylon, the bunnies, and the garden. Collectively, the area's campestral roots remain intact. Rustic RV hookups are more common than hotel rooms, and weekend entertainment consists of nightly live music on the well-worn stages of watering holes like Joe Jimmy's Bar at Neil's Lodges, House Pasture Cattle Company, a sprawling open-air venue, and Hippie Chic's River Shack, where seating options include Chevy truck beds suspended as porch swings. These lively haunts do the job of balancing out the region's inherent sense of quietude. Evenings at Garner State Park also vacillate between peaceful and just a bit rambunctious. Music croons from an old jukebox every night of the summer, keeping the outdoor revelry going. At the worn limestone and cypress pavilion, where the scorching sun is mercifully traded for star-dotted skies, we clumsily dance along with other couples and kids spinning around to the beat of a country tune. The song, Garner State Park, by B.J. Thomas and his band, The Triumphs, is the last one played each Saturday night before people begin ambling back to their cars in the packed parking lot or headed to nearby campsites to tuck in. The party will start back up again tomorrow with the slow swooshing of inner tubes and the fluttering of dragonflies on eternally cool waters. We were just glad to be invited. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis. and I will be back soon.